Young Philanthropists started in the community back in 2006. That's when we awarded our first grant award, and it actually went to the Parent Place back in 2006. And really, it came about because the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln was looking for a way to help open the door to younger philanthropists who wanted to get involved in the community, wanted to be philanthropic, but didn't perhaps know exactly how they wanted to get involved. You pay $125 toward the Future Fund endowment, which is held at the Community Foundation, and you get to be involved in three different social events throughout the year, but you also have an opportunity to serve on a steering committee or grant committee and see, you know, more behind the scenes of how the grant process works and learn more about the nonprofits in our community and the good work that they're doing.
And I think I saw a number that said so far $34,000 has been given away.
To date, the Future Fund has grown to over $75,000, which is remarkable because individually, you know, members are pulling together, you know, $125 a piece. But when you join with many other people, that can turn into, you know, quite a big endowment. To date, the group has given away more than $30,000, and primarily it's been given to programs that impact children and youth in our community.
Micah, how did you get involved with this?
Honestly, I have some friends who were involved in the beginning in the Young Philanthropists, and it was kind of a word-of-mouth situation. I had not been involved in any type of philanthropic activities as a young man in my early 30s, you know, as many aren't. And I thought, well, this is a good social opportunity to get to know some of the young professionals in the community, and to, you know, give just a little back to the community and understand what the needs are. And so I took a chance at it. My wife and I, Amy, we joined, and it's been a great opportunity ever since.
You mentioned being in your early 30s. It's not a time when people think about giving back as much because oftentimes they're saving for certain things like maybe a home, or they're planning to start their retirement savings, things like that. It's not the time that you would normally get involved in something like this, but there are people that do it, yourself included.
Yeah, and it's not a hard plunge into the world of philanthropy. There's not a great expectation for people our age to jump into it, but the Young Philanthropist gives you an opportunity where you don't have to have a lot of resources to join. You can join for $125 a person, and that's the donation that goes to them for the year. And with that, you're giving so much back, and you get to see the impact. And once someone, and particularly someone our age, does it for the first time, it's becomes quite addictive because you can see the direct impact it has. And I mean, even though we are very fortunate to live in this community, I think Springfield area is probably amongst the state of Illinois, that in Bloomington Normal, we have some of the lowest unemployment. But there's a lot of holes in this community, and we've got, you know, we've got problem with children needing resources. We've got homeless problem. You know, there's a lot of issues that we need to address and that we've seen. I think when you get into your 30s, you begin to notice the community around you and what can you do to impact it besides just pay your taxes and go to work every day.
Exactly. And I think many people would be surprised at just how aware the 20 and 30 and 40 somethings of our community are and how much they want to be involved and get to know their community more and make a difference and make an impact. I moved to Springfield 4 years ago, and you know, I had just started a family and we were buying our first home, but I remember coming to the community, and we moved here for my husband's job, and I Googled. I just started Googling different giving opportunities in the community, and Young Philanthropists popped up. And the reason it appealed to me is because it could be simple, and it could be something that, you know, you just attended social events and gave your $125 contribution and good things were done with it, or you could get more involved. And it just seemed like a really easy way to make a big impact.
We're talking with Micah Roderick. He is with the Young Philanthropists here in Springfield, and also talking with Stacy Reed of the Land of Lincoln Community Foundation. She's the Vice President of Programs there. Stacy, you mentioned there is an event, the events that are going on, and one of them is coming up this week.
Yes, Thursday we have our fall social event, and this is a big event. This is the event where paid members get to vote on the issue area where we grant to this year. So every year in the past, children and youth have always won out. But quickly, as we're tallying up the votes, many other issue areas are really starting to take a lead as well.
Give us an example of where some of the money has gone, a past grant.
Well, just this past year in 2012, the Young Philanthropists made a $6,000 grant to the Family Service Center for a Camp Compass summer program that just wrapped up. Camp Compass provided more than 50 homeless and low-income Springfield Public School elementary students with math and reading tutoring throughout the summer, and it had remarkable results. Through this tutoring session that took place in the month leading up to the school year beginning, the group did pre- and post-assessments and found that 100% of the fourth and fifth graders that participated in this program had improved reading and math scores, which, you know, is just remarkable. So that was a really exciting program to help fund, and we hope it does a lot of good this school year.
Certainly a lot of the people that are involved with Young Philanthropists could do a lot of this giving themselves. They don't have to be involved with this organization. Why is it important to cooperate and work together on something like this?
Well, I think, number one, for a lot of people, they couldn't make the singular impact they could without this group. So, and I think that's the appeal for a lot of them, is they can start off by being a part of this larger social network that can give and can focus the funds in another way. But I think this is all training ground for us. I mean, we're going to hopefully be in this community for the rest of our lives, and we're going to have those opportunities to do the individual giving at some point. But to make the true impact that we want to have and to experience the things that we want to experience with the people, other people our age in the community, this is where it's at as the Young Philanthropists. So I think that's the reason that it's important to, I think, you know, everybody can, you know, give individually to certain organizations, you know, Red Cross or that. But this really, you know, gives us something to come together and give something bigger. And, you know, it's nice to have the Community Foundation behind this, because they have all the contacts and they have all the, you know, the grants that are already in place and the contacts for the people in the community who need these resources. So it's a good marriage there between the younger people and the Community Foundation.
You know, what I've seen at the Community Foundation is just that. When I hear from individuals who are interested in Young Philanthropists or want to learn more, it really is about the peer network that you can develop through Young Philanthropists and doing more good through a peer network. So, you know, giving individually is great, and I think young donors will continue to give individually. But I think they'll do this in addition to that and, you know, develop this, you know, greater network to do more good in their community.
I think the Young Philanthropist speaks to a generation as well. We not only want to give, we also love the social aspect of it, to have, you know, after work events that we can attend and get around people that we may know or we may not know that are generally in our age group who are professionals that we can also talk to on different personal and business levels as well. So there's definitely a social aspect. If we're making an appeal to younger people in the community, I think it's one of the biggest appeals, is you get to come out and you get to meet people your own age who have your own interests in mind, which is giving back to this community, and who understand the wealth of the community, not wealth in the money sense, but the wealth in the philanthropic sense.